Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. The Reverend Sean Danzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. St. Paul introduced today's scripture by saying, I will show you a yet more excellent way. He confronts the Corinthians and their haughty spirit, sometimes by boasting, often with sarcasm, and here with a kind of one-upmanship. The apostle's harshness shows us that love is different than just being nice, or framing our pride positively. Paul shows in the previous chapter that he is much more interested in the Holy Spirit himself than in the gifts that he gives, and especially than the measure of the gifted ones. I don't want to leave you uninformed, he starts out, but then we soon see that the chapter really is a concession to them. Their problem with spiritual gifts is not one of technique or practice. He's not concerned that they are going to come to underappreciate these gifts if he would speak to them in the way he does. Their problem is the manner that they are behaving in all things, not only in their higher activities. They are simply uncharitable people. They are haughty. There is no love in them, because love can only flow from a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith. So yes, earnestly seek higher gifts, obviously. St. Paul does not see lower standards or self-deprecation as some kind of virtue. The gospel does not oppose effort or excellence or ambition. What it opposes is vanity and pride. And that is why St. Paul introduces, as it were, a new spiritual gift. He's like our Lord who says, ah, yes, so you believe and you've kept all the commandments from your youth? Well, great, then I just have one more thing that you lack. And it wasn't one more thing that Jesus gave. It wasn't one higher bar to achieve. It is that which must permeate every thought and deed. without which every deed can only be great in its wickedness. The gift of love is not higher in the sense that it lifts my head above all the rest. It is higher because it comes from God and it reflects His character, the one who is love. It speaks profoundly, not loudly. So it was that storm and fire could move mountains, but it was only God's low whisper to Elijah that could move the prophet from his pouting. We see also that even the very thing that Jesus assigned to that rich man, give away all that you have, is mentioned here by St. Paul. That does not constitute this great gift either. The gift of love is manifest in many particular works that people do, but it is not constituted by any of them. Love and a charitable spirit are to rather pervade every effort and work. And thus, as with Christ, when he took the law and used it spiritually with that rich young man, the apostle also exposes haughty Corinthians with this discourse on love, and he shows what we Lutherans often confess, that the law always accuses. And that means that the command to fulfill it with love, that accuses too. It exposes wherever our hearts are not pure, wherever the conscience is not good, wherever faith is two-faced. For most of us, Paul could have stopped at love is patient. And what Paul does here then, notice, is not unloving. Jesus, too, looked at that man and loving him, said to him something that made him go away sad to hear those words. So Paul writes, love is not like a Corinthian. Love is not the characteristics that lie in the heart of mankind, that flow out of the heart of mankind, as Jesus observed in last Wednesday's gospel. Now, with our Lord's interaction with that rich man, his disciples were left with a cliffhanger and a warning. The man went away sad, having received an answer to his question, having received a list of only one task to do, even. And Jesus says that with man it is impossible, but not with God. That small statement was both the call to repentance and the proclamation of a rescue. Faith cannot be two-faced. It must be sincere and of one conviction. Toward itself, that conviction must be accused. Not accused, but excused in some ways. Only accused. Toward God, the conviction must be not some of my effort plus His help, but it must be Him alone. That is how an accused and a guilty conscience may become good, through the one who is good alone, Jesus Christ. And that is how a wicked heart may become pure, when God has cleansed it from dead works so that it may begin to serve the living God. And from such faith, from such a conscience, from such a heart, love, in place of all of our haughtiness, may begin to issue forth. Now, with St. Paul today, we don't get a cliffhanger because we have a second epistle. And there, St. Paul recalls his words of Scripture in his first epistle, including the harsher ones than today's reading, and all the grief that it caused them. And he writes, I rejoice, not because you were grieved, but because you were grieved into repenting. For you felt a godly grief, so that you suffered no loss through us. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret. Not out of malice or irritation or resentment or impatience, not out of Paul's need to be right or his delight to see the arrogant get their just deserts finally, but from a sincere desire for their repentance and forgiveness in Christ Jesus, That is how St. Paul writes his epistles. He did not regret writing those words that accuse and challenge, that call to repentance, and that turn his readers then to only one hope, Jesus Christ. Christ's love for us has saved us, which love exemplifies Paul's most excellent definition. Out of such love the apostle attended to his task. Out of such love and charity we must attend to ours also, putting away all of the haughtiness and impatience that comes so naturally to each of us. Because the Spirit has invited us into a more excellent way, bringing us to saving faith, stealing us by the confident hope of eternal life, and now working love in and through us. Love is greater, the greatest even, not because it elevates us above others, that we are so loving and they are not, but it is greater because it makes us of good use to our neighbor, building up the body of Christ, so that we serve people who will endure forever, and doing it in the way of Christ who lives and reigns for all eternity. God grant then that even in our harshness or in our ambition, as well as all effort and excellence, that all of them may be done in love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.